Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
The Weeknd, aka Abel Tesfaye, has released a new single titled Heartless. The moody R&B track was announced by the artist with a tweet alongside a blurry black and white photo of his face saying, "Tonight we start a brain-melting psychotic chapter. Let's go." Okay then. Fans have speculated this album will be inspired by his past relationships. There was, of course, Selena Gomez, who left him to get back with Justin Bieber, and then his on-and-off-again relationship with model Bella Hadid.
Speaking of The Weeknd, he also teased a new single earlier this week. It's called Blinding Light, and it featured on the new Mercedes-Benz ad.
Whoa. You drive electric?
Hey, Mercedes, play Blinding Lights.
I know all his music kind of sounds very similar, but I really dig it. I love the feel. Camila Cabello has admitted to stealing a pencil from Kensington Palace.
Off with her head!
As part of a triple dog dare, she said she felt so guilty about it, she fessed up saying, "I'm sorry, William, and I'm sorry, Kate. I had to get it off my chest." But this is the best part. Kensington Palace hilariously responded to a tweet about the stolen pencil with nothing but the side eye emoji.
Could The Simpsons be coming to an end?
No.
After a massive 30 years on TV, Danny Elfman, who composed all of the music on the show, including the classic theme, has said on a podcast interview that he's heard this season may be the last. Hopefully he's misinformed, but if not, there's still plenty of years' worth of reruns to keep fans going.
And everyone is raving about Scorsese's mobster movie, The Irishman, which dropped on Netflix this week after a short cinema run. Now, everything about The Irishman screams event, a cinematic work of art to luxuriate in. The cast list alone is something to scream about. De Niro, Pacino, Joe freaking Pesci, Harvey Keitel, Bobby Cannavale, Jesse Plemons and Ray Romano.
Hey, my friend. I got that kid I was talking to you about here. I'm going to put him on the phone and let you talk to him, okay?
Is that Frank?
Yes.
Hiya, Frank. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, too, even if it's over the phone. Our friend speaks very highly of you.
Thank you.
I heard you paint houses.
Yes, I do, sir.
Where are you going?
Going to work.
Well, you know, there's a situation going on now, Frank. Big business and the government, they're trying to pull us down.
You might be demonstrating a failure to show appreciation.
I know things they don't know I know.
You can't miss the big picture.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, if you give Martin Scorsese a mobster story, you know you're going to get something compelling, textured and extremely watchable, and it's on Netflix now.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.